See us in Baltimore.com.
Talking to guys in the locker room, it stings, it hurts. It seems like when it's against the Steelers, it's kind of tenfold.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're very disappointed right now in the result of that game. And, you know, we felt like we should have won. And we felt like, you know, had we not shot ourselves in the foot a few times offensively and moved ourselves back, you know, we could have put up more points and ultimately won that game. So I think it's a feeling of disappointment with everybody right now.
It seemed like, I mean, through the first half, obviously you had the two leads. And then in the fourth quarter, things changed a bit. What do you think was the difference there in the fourth quarter?
It's hard to say. I mean, I think, like I mentioned before, you know, we had some pre-snap penalties and right. and just things that hurt ourselves and moved us back and put us in difficult situations, third and long. And, you know, your odds aren't good when you're in those situations. And so that was part of it. And, you know, I think the Steelers did what they needed to do and, you know, used a lot of that clock in the fourth quarter and were able to position themselves to win that game. So it was frustrating, obviously, but you know, we're gonna move forward and focus on who we got next week.
I think Pittsburgh had the ball 10 more minutes in this game, so it's a great point about time of possession. This is the number one defense in the Steelers in the NFL. Do you feel like it was more of what they were doing as opposed to maybe what you guys weren't able to do, or do you feel like there was those opportunities today?
You know, we felt good about the things we were able to do against them. You know, obviously, whenever you play this team, it's going to be a challenge. They're such a great defense with a lot of talented players. But, you know, we felt like we were moving the ball and able to you know, execute against them. I think we just made some mistakes and, you know, hurt ourselves and put ourselves in bad situations. And so that's what I think what we're most frustrated about is, you know, we felt like we could have, you know, put a lot more points up on the board.
I got to think this is one of those losses you can't allow to linger. What was the message after the game from head coach?
You know, one loss doesn't define you. And, you know, we're 9-3. We still have everything that we want to accomplish ahead of us. You know, we have to be able to put this one behind us and move on and have a great week of preparation and come out and play well next week. And that'll be most important getting over this one.
You got the Washington Redskins. Of course, they play on Monday Night Football. So you have a chance to maybe early scout the Redskins and get a couple of days off here as you get ready.
Yeah, we have to have a great week, like I said, and, you know, we have to come out and play well. They're a good football team, and they got some talented players, so we got our work cut out for us, but we're going to be excited to get back out on the field.
All right, always appreciate you coming on the show.
See us in Baltimore.com.